All right, first thing I wanted to just touch upon, I don't know if you guys got to it in the first parak. I just want to do it a few minutes. I'm going to do most of it with this Pesach. You guys familiar with the mitzvah Hanukkah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted to touch upon that because it's an interesting Shiloh. I'm going to tell you, it's Tet Zion, you know, different. It's an interesting din. I'll tell you why, because I've gotten a few Shilohs in the past. If, God forbid, a guy is fired from his job, so there's a notion of severance. You heard of that? Severance pay? So severance pay comes up from Hanukkah. Bisman Hazed. That's what I wanted to do with you a little bit, just very briefly, because there's a Sefer Achinuch that says a tremendous chiddush. Now, rarely does the chinuch, I wouldn't say rarely, but once in a while, you know, there's some chiddushin in the chinuch, and I wanted to just do that. So, first, like I said, most will do those pesach, but let's start. There is a Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos in Lotas and Reish Lamed Gimel, okay? It says in the Chumash, I think it's Re'ei. Actually, it might be Akiv. Tvarim tedvav posigit beis through Yadalad. Let me read you the psukim. Ki imachar lecha achicha ivri o ivriya v'gomer v'tishalchenu tchafshi mi'imach lo tishalchenu reikam hanek tanik lo mitzoncha mikorncha mikvecha shibiracha Hashem lekecha titein lo. It's in Shoftim?
Yeah.
Ted Vav is Shoftim?
Right at the beginning.
Yeah? Can't be. Yeah? Really? Okay, good. I believe you. So it's past Ray, so it's Shoftim, Lamaisa. So included in this Lav, I'm proud of you. Is he a Bar Mitzvah parson?
Ray is not a Bar Mitzvah.
Oh, good
but
for you.
I landed the first Leah once.
Good for you. Okay, included in this Lav is you're not allowed to be Motzi Nevedi Ribi Adayim. Empty handed. Okay? The Rambam writes, when he goes free, you have to what? You have to make sure you give him a gift. Now, please get it down. It's an Eved Ivri. The din of Hanukkah, you follow me, is only by an Eved Ivri. It is not by an Eved Knaini. It says in the Chumash Lo Teshalchenu Reikam. So what's included in the Smitzis essay is you have to give from that which Yesh Lano Eved Ivri Bizman Shiyotzim Mitachas Adenu L'Cheiris. When he's going to go free, you got to give him. And you should not send him out empty-handed. It says Hanek Tanik Lo. There's no games about it. In fact, the Rambam has a mitzvah essay in Kuf Tzadi Vav as well. So it's clear in the Rambam, in the Yad HaChazakah, let me give you the Maromaka Perek, Gimel Locha Yud Dalid, that the Lav of the Lo Teshachanu Reikam is considered Lav HaNitik L'Essay. Why is it a Lav HaNitik L'Essay? Because if you sent them out empty-handed, what should you do? Menatik it and do what? And give them a gift now. You know what I mean? So therefore, there's no malchus because the lava nita glase. Okay? So therefore, the pasuk is menatik the lav in the essay of hanik tanik lo. Okay? So you see beferish, lomaisa, that the Rambam clearly quotes this as a din, it's a pasuk in Chumash, and the Rambam quotes it. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Melech there, on that spot, the Rambam is mechadesh, that not only does it say hanik tanik mi karamashma, that the chiyuv is that you before you send them away, you should give them a gift. You know, there's a notion. You know, Rabbi Yehuda in Shiluach Haken in Chulin Kufmem Alef Manav Zeshalech Zeshalech by Shiluach Haken, right? So it means that miikara mashma, that you should shoo away the mother, right? But lemaisa, what happens if you send away this eved ivri without Hanukkah? The master should give in malchus, and he's done already. It's too late to give gifts. That's what I would think. Kamashman hanek tanek means that if you sent them out empty-handed, hanek tanek, you should give them a gift even after you sent them away. And therefore the chiyuvs are running chiyuv. And therefore you're not loka if you send them out without Hanukkah. Okay? Therefore you're not loka if you send them out without Hanukkah. You would have thought, shalach to shalach, like by shiluch and shiluch mi'ikara, that yet when you send them out, he already has to have gifts. And once you send them out, you're done. No, says the Mishnah Lamech, hanek tanek lo. It's got to be a constant process. And therefore, even if you send them out free, there is a what? There's a chiv to give them gifts. Halach l'maisa. And therefore, l'maisa, we see that this is what? This is the chiddush of what? This is the chiddush of the din of Hanukkah. Says the Mishnah Melech Vaitim. Mishnah Melech says, and not shaykh in this mitzvah, bitluv lo bitluv. Are you familiar with bitluv lo bitluv? What you guys have become lamdonim in shas, poshim. Bitluv lo bitluv is gemara maks with after vavam and alef the sugya of, you know, lava nita glese. Let's say you're not lo tishalech em al abanim. You're not allowed to take the mother off the child, right? Or let's take a more simple example, gezel. What's the din of gezel? You're not allowed to steal, but what's the mitzvah? Mitzvah is necessary to return the stolen object. Let's say you steal the object, you burn it. That's called bitluv lo bitluv. See, the din of, it's a shayla in Girsas, Rabbi Yochanan or Rish Lakish. But if you hold bitluv lo bitluv, it means that you're never loka until you create a scenario where you can no longer do the essay anymore. The nitak lesay. So if you steal an object, theoretically, right, and you burn the object, theoretically you should be loka. The only thing is you could pay back with money. You follow me? If it wasn't for the fact that you could pay back with money, you've destroyed the possibility of what doing the mitzvah essay. So like by Shaluach HaKen, Losikach Eim Al Abanim, let's say you killed the bird, the mother. So there's no mitzvah to Mishalech. That's why Shaluach HaKen is a better example. See, by Gezel, you always have the track to always pay back. You know what I mean? To get out of it. But Lamaisa, if you do Shaluach HaKen, so that's a bitluv lo bitluv. So Mishalech says, what about by Hanukkah?
Have you worked with
Shaluach HaKen? Shaluach HaKen is Losikach Eim Al Abanim. Don't take the mother off the child. But if you did, then shoo her away. So let's say you took her off and you killed the bird. So there's no mitzvah anymore of Shaluach HaKen because it's dead. So in that case, you'd be loka. Okay? Whereas by Gezel, Lamaisa, good morning. By Gezel, there is no track of what? By Gezel, there is no track of, you know what I'm saying? By Gezel, there's a track of pain. You know what I'm saying? In fact, there's the Rav point out, Samachleges Ram and Taisvis, whether you fulfill a mitzvah with payment. Do you fulfill a mitzvah of, is the mitzvah's essay of paying back the guy you stole with? Is it only when you return the stolen object you get the mitzvah's essay? Or is it even with payment? But no matter what, the fact you can pay saves you from being loka. Question is, do you get points of the mitzvah's essay? That the Rav point out, Samachleges Ram and Taisvis. In Makis, on that phone base against a Rambam, okay? So the Mishnah Melech brings up an interesting Nakuda.
Would you then get Malchus when there's a bitluv lo bitluv?
Yes, you would. By Shaluach HaKen, you would. I'm saying by Gezel, you'll not, because you always have that out to pay. So that's the difference. So what about, we're discussing a little bit in some of the topic of Kedushin Adam, then we're going to go to Hilchos Pesach, okay? What we're discussing now is the mitzvah's essay that when you send away an Eved Ivri to go free, there's a mitzvah to give him gifts. That's called Ha'anokah. Let me write it down for you in the board. Anoki, Lamaisa. Did I bring in the marker? Thought I did, Lamaisa. Mitzvah Anoki. I have it in the office. Mitzvah Anoki. I do have it. A magic man. Can you believe it? It says Lamaisa. It says Anoki, right? Ha'anoki. What's Ha'anoka? Ha'anoki is giving the guy gifts when the Eved Ivri go free. Note that it's only by an Eved Ivri. Rock the Eved Ivri. Okay? The din of Anak is only by an Eved Ivri. That's plain and simple. Okay. So the Mishnah Melech says, what happens if the following case? Let's say you're a master. You're supposed to give the Eved Ivri gifts and his property is burnt. The master's property is burnt. You're still chayiv to pay. You don't have to give property. You could give cash. And therefore, you're not loka, because it's very similar to the din of Gezel. That's what I want to tell you. That Gezel, you're not loka, because even though you stole an object and there's a mitzvah necessity to return the object, that's why you're not loka. But if the item you stole gets burnt, you still have the ability to pay back. That's why you're not loka. Okay? So therefore, Lamaisa says the what Mishnah Lamelech, not shach bitluv lo bitluv, by the din of what? By the din of Hanukkah. So therefore, you'll never be loka. Good to see you, Yosef. Okay? So you see, Beferish, we're discussing the din of Kedusha, we're discussing the Pesach, okay? We're discussing the din of Hanukkah, that by an Eved Ivri, Lomai says, the mitzvah's essay to give him what? To give him gifts when he goes free. Okay, so the Mishnah Melech says, you could be Daiche, Ach Kasa Mishnah Melech, Lidchos, Shebelav lo Shachenu Reikam, the Belav lo Tashachenu Reikam is not Shaykh Bidluv lo Bidluv. Why is it not Shaykh Bidluv lo Bidluv, he writes? He wants to say it's not shaykh bitluv lo, because the lav is a lav shein bo maisa. Anyway. And a lav shein bo maisa, what are we paskin? Ain loka lav. You see, there are a few ways. We're only investigating two. We're discussing now two subtopics. We're not loka for a lav. One of them is a lav anit glesse. Another one is a lav shein bo maisa. In fact, those two svaras, let's connect it with Hilchos Pesach. Bayer or Bayer Matzah. You're not allowed to own or possess chametz, right, on Pesach. Yes? Yeah? It's only in your house, the Yisra, Bayer or Bayer Matzah. If you own chametz in someone else's home, that's not Bayer or Bayer Matzah. It's got to be Begulucha. One of the guys in the shul had the audacity, the chutzpah gedolah and shal shidi says, they asked me, Bayer or Bayer Matzah, there's a Gemara. There's a Gemara that says it's not just in your house. I said, yeah? There's a Gemara that says it's only in your house. Your mom is pum fakir, but my son. He's talking according to a Gemara. His mom is wrong. He's got a Gemara. I don't mind. I want to get the Torah. The Torah is Emes. I said, the mitzvah tashpisu, though. You mean tashpisu? I told him, I know what you mean. I try to make him, be happy. Tashpisu is mitzvah to burn the chametz anywhere in the world. But by Rabbi Matz is limited to the house. You follow? Or limited to your domain. So let me ask you, by Rabbi Matzah, why is there no Malkus? So the Rambam says, Olav Shem Omaisa. Seeing and finding is not an action. It's not like eating. No.
Oh,
Rashi and Sochim, Sadi Hayamanav says, like you, it's Olav Anitag L'Asek. They both agree there's no Malkus by Rabbi Matzah. Shaila's why? So the Rambam says, Olav Shem Omaisa. Rashi says, Olav Anitag L'Asek. So here, the Mishnah Melech makes a similar comment. He says, don't bring me up the whole shaila of whether bitlov lo bitlov. Bitlov lo bitlov, that sugin makis is talking about what din? Lava nita glese. He says the din of this halach of lota shachenu rekam is a lav shem b'maisa. That's what he wants to say. It's a lav shem b'maisa. Lota shachenu rekam. That's what he wants to say is a chiddush. The Radbaz says the same thing. Halach l'maisa. Okay? Because a lav shem b'maisa. Yeah? Why do you think it's a lav shem b'maisa? I would have said sending away empty-handed. No. You hear what I'm saying? I wouldn't have called that a lav shem b'maisa, but he calls that a lav shem b'maisa. He calls it a lav shem b'maisa, halach l'maisa.
You're sending away through a D-board. No?
Well, that's a question. Is sending away a maisa? I would have said it was. Shiluach. You're sending him out of the house. You throw him out of the house.
Sending him out.
You're sending
him out.
Right. Okay.
You're not.
All right. It's not totally an amaisa.
You're not physically removing him.
Right. So that's what I think. So he says the emik. This is what it's totally in. What's the getter of deer in the mitzvah hanokah? That's what you're trying to get become lamdonim. If it's a separate mitzvah, when you send him away without hanokah, that lav is considered to be a lav shem amaisa. Because the bottom line is, did you give him a gift or not? Giving a gift or not is not need to an action. Did you give him a gift? Did you not give him a gift? You know what I mean? But if you say the Indian is to what? Is to send him away with gifts, then there's what to say that maybe it's a maisa shiluach, and that's a maisa. You hear what I'm saying? Like when you read the Pasuk in Chumash, like the way Ron Sarg would say it, is that when you say, Lotesh Alchenu Reikam, what's the key word? Is it the Tesalchenu? Or is it the Reikam? See, if it's a Tashalchenu, then I would call that a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. You know what I mean? Even though you're right, you could send him out verbally, but I can push him out. And that goes to another big Shailah Machlech who's showing him the Maisa. If you could do it in another way, is that called a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa? That's a big Machlech Magid Mishnah against the Sefer HaChinuch. When you can do it in a different way, is that classified as Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa or Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa? But let's assume that Shiluch means pushing out, not verbally. Pushing out. But the Shailah is even if it's pushing out, maybe it's Reikam. You follow me? So that's what he makes a stand. The Mishnah Malkan says, don't give me the Shiloh, whether it's Bitlov, Lo Bitlov. It doesn't make a difference anyway. It's a Lav Shem
B'Maisa. What do you mean by maybe it's Reikam? Even if you push him out, maybe it's
Reikam. No, because the word is you have to give him a gift. Is it the Isser is empty-handed or have him gifted? So if I have him with a gift, that's fine. But that's not that doesn't lend itself to a Maisa. That's what I mean to say. What do you underline the Pasuk? Lo Tishalchanu Reikam. Is it the Maisa Shiluach? So then I can classify it as Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. Or is the emphasis the Reikam? That doesn't lend itself to actions. You follow what I'm saying? So the Mishnah Melech takes a stand here and he says, you know what? Don't give me the Shiloh, whether it's Bitlov or Bitlov. It's not germane anyway. Because it's a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa anyway. So he obviously saying it's Reikam is the anchor. You follow me?
And why exactly would it be Bitlov? What would be the tattoo?
It's not. That's what I'm saying. He said it's not because it's like Gezel, because you always have the ability to pay him with cash.
I'm paying for the other, for the opinion that Wood said that it's for the whoever brought up the question of it.
No, he doesn't. There are no shitas. He just brings it up. There's no shitas. He just says it's not shayach lamaisa. This didn't a bit low bill. No gedol achronim bring it up. He's just pointing it out. No, because I don't know. You might have said that maybe gifts means daf the property. Maybe in the chumash, who says it means
and
cash?
And therefore,
if it means property, then you could say, well, if you burnt the property, there's nothing to give. You know what I mean? Maybe you should be loken.
Okay.
So he just points out. I want you to know it's classified as gezel. That's his chiddush. So since it's classified as gezel lamaisa, so therefore you're not going to what? You're not going to have the what? You're not going to have the issue of bitlo. But then he says, my comment is really unnecessary because it's a lav shem lamaisa. That's why I say Bayer Ova Matzah is such a great example. You know what I mean? Because Bayer Ova Matzah is a box where you have a machleis Rashi and the Rambam. Why is Taka not like it? Rashi says like Pinchas says lavanitik lesa, and the Rambam says good lav shem lamaisa. So the Mishnah Melech is saying lamaisa. Let's start pilpling by the lav of anaka. So you want to tell me bit little? It's not shy. It's a lav shem lamaisa anyway. You know what I mean? But I'm saying that's a chiddush. What he's saying, because he's making an assumption that the Iker word is Reikam. You follow me? And therefore he concludes, Ladina, that if you burn the property, that you were chayav to give him as a gift, because the Torah does say in the Pasuk Tzon, doesn't it say Tzon? Goren v'yekev? Ukadom, it does say that in the Pasuk. We read it. Yeah? So the Torah does say that. You're not chayav, if it's burned other property, he wants to say, not chayav to pay from another property, do me to pay it. That if the pay gets destroyed, you know, pay is the corners of the field, is mishnayis, mesechli, you're parted from pay. So, lomaisa, he has a tremendous chiddush. He says, if the property gets burnt up, you're not chayav to pay from the other property that you have. You might have to, you have to pay cash, but you're not mechuyev to pay the other property. Okay, why is that different than other chovis, halacha lomaisa? Why is that different than other chovis? Okay? So that's an interesting din. Halacha l'maaseh. I mean, you're still chayav in tashlumin, but you don't have to give other property. That's the chiddush of the, That's the chiddush of the Mishnah l'Melech. Okay? It's an interesting din. Halacha l'maaseh. That's what he wants to tie in. So as an extension to this, let's say someone, God forbid, is laid off from his job. Okay? And he wants severance package. You want severance. How does the halakha view severance? So believe it or not, the Sefer HaChinuch has a chiddush that based on this din of Hanukkah, which is only limited to an Eved Ivri, who's a Jewish man, so if a man is laid off from his work, God forbid, there's a notion of severance payment. Where does it come from, Adam? From this din of Hanukkah. That just like you give gifts to an Eved Ivri, you also give gifts to the guy when he leaves his job. Where is the chinuch? Let's get it. The Chinuch is in Sof Mitzvah's Tough Pay Base. He writes that even though an Eved Ivri is only Shaykh, only Bisman what? When Yovel is Noheg. Gemara says at the end of Erekin. Eved Ivri, the Dinim of Eved Ivri is only Shaykh when Yovel is Noheg. Nevertheless, Bisman Azeh, if someone hires a Jew and he works for him a lot of time or a little bit of time, he has to make sure that he what? That he gives him gifts or severance, is the way we'll say it, from the stuff that Hashem has blessed him with. Hashem has blessed the boss with properties, with monies. If you're laying off an employee, you have to give him severance. So this is the tremendous chiddush. This is the marker. It's called in Hebrew, modern pitsuyim. I don't know if you ever heard it. It's called pitsuyim. This is the marker for pitsuyim. Okay, and the post can quote it. So if you look in the Minchas Chinuch, on the spot there, we always talk about tough pay bays. Please get it. The end of that mitzvah, he has a line there tucked away. He has a line, a tough pay bays. That there is a din of what? Of severance. Not just, even though Eved Ivri is not Shach Bizman Azeh, but there's a din of what? Of severance. So the Minchas Chinuch says, he thinks, and I want you to get this down, we've mentioned this before, Eved Ivri wrote on the board, Lamaisa, is Shaykh only Anaka. So now, what's the next question that we always ask ourselves? What are the two categories of Eved Ivri? Mocher what? Mocher Atzel, Mocher Basin. Okay? So let's talk about that now. What is the din of what? Of Mocher Atzel? What is the din of Mocher Basin? What is the din of Mocher? Is it by both or only one?
Only
at which one?
It's only by
Let's see. That's a very... let's see. Not so posh. Okay? So the Minchas Chinuch writes, Minchas Chinuch is medayik from the Chinuch, that the halacha is that the din Hanukkah is shaykh even by Mocher Atzmo. I want you to get it. It's definitely by Mocher Beis Din, no doubt. Guy stole money. He had no money to pay Beis Din, sold him. Then when he's done, you have to send him away with Hanukkah. Okay? That's definitely. Hanukkah is definitely by Mocher Beis Din. Shailus, does it apply by Mocher Atzmo? So the Minchas Chinuch wants to be medayik from the Chinuch. If the Chinuch wants to say that Hanukkah is the makor for what? If the Chinuch wants to say the makor for Chinuch is what? The makor for severance is what? Is from Hanukkah. Yes? So he wants to say it's klor that what? It's klor that if he's making the extension Hanukkah, when you're hired for a job, is that did Beis Din sell you for your job? You sold yourself. When you're hired for your job, you got the job yourself. Had nothing to do with Mechiras Beis Din. If the Chinuch is going to extend Hanukkah to what? Severance of an employee, obviously he understood the din of Hanukkah applied not just to Mocher Beis Din, but even to Mocher Atzmo. That's the sheet to the Sefer Achinuch.
So the difference is that it's not Shaykh to have Mocher Beis Din when it comes to...
You're right. But what I'm saying, if you're going to extend it to an employee-boss relationship, which is not even an Eved Ivri, obviously he extends it even to Mocher Atzmo. Okay? Halach l'maisa. Because it's even more of a Kiddush. If you're going to put in that new landscape, which is not even talking about an Eved Ivri, then there's no doubt l'maisa. Then there's no doubt halach l'maisa. That what? There's no doubt Allah Lamaisa that he's going to extend it to Mocher Atzmo. That's the Minchas Chinuch deal. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. Pinchas, what you're saying? That's smack against the Rambam.
Yeah.
The Rambam writes Beferish. I'm writing it down. Rak Hanukkah Mocher Beis Din. That's the Rambam Shita. Rambam says Beferish not that way. The Rambam says explicitly that the in Perik Gimel Halachi Yedbeis. That only by Machru Beis Din is there Hanukkah, not by Mocher Atzmo. So the Minchas Chinuch claims that Machlois Rambam Chinuch. Okay, the fact that the Chinuch extends Hanukkah to be the makor for severance obviously says he was taking out of the landscape of Mechiras Beis Din. He would apply it to Mocher Atzmo, and he applies it to a boss-employee relationship where they're not avodim. Okay, do you remember? I don't think I mentioned this too, but I remember many years ago we learned about Metzia and Daf Yudam at Aleph. In fact, one of the Rebbe, you know Rabbi Kessel? You know Rabbi Kessel? He's a Rebbe in MTA? Yes, he was a Talmud of mine, so just showed me in his notebook from many, many years ago when we learned Daf Yudam Av, but Metzia, there's a whole Shiloh whether you can sign more than a 3-year contract. Because it could very well be that that's showing that you're being an Adon to someone, you're being an Eved to someone else, God forbid, in the Abishter. The big machleg is Tyson the Mordechai, whether you can sign more than a 3-year contract, you know? So a free agent, Lamaisa, is a yid. Lamaisa, you have to tell him if you're an agent. Lamaisa, I don't know if Sean Green or whatever, you know, Sean Green, I don't know if you remember, is a player in the Dodgers, whatever it is, or Sandy Koufax, and those is a free agent. It might be a Shiloh whether you're able to sign more than 3 years. It might be a breach of that. The Gemara has a Bob Mitzvah, Tyson has a Bob Mitzvah, Daf Yud. Okay, so they see that's another example of extending from an Eved Ivri to a boss-employee relationship. What'd you say?
What is the problem?
There's a pasuk in Yecheskel because it's kind of like Adam. You're choosing a different boss than the Abishter, God forbid. Not theoretically, but we're worried about it. It says Kili Avadim. We're only Avadim to Hashem.
I'm saying, why would we be worried about that?
Because there's an extension, Lamaisa. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel. I think it's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says when you sign such a contract. It's kind of like you're pinning down that you have like a new boss.
But you can't get any job that's contract.
Well, that's a shiloh. Whether you could sign, that's a shiloh. How we paskin halacha lamaisa.
That's a job.
I understand. But I'm using that as an example. The machloek is the toisim Mordechai. That I'm using that as an example that we're extending the dinim of Eved Ivri, even though Eved is not shakmas manazek because we don't have Yovel, but we have that din of maybe not signing a 3-year contract, and we have this other din that the chinuch mechadesh by Hanukkah. Okay, so comes out.
Where was the Rambam?
Rambam is in Perik Gimel Halacha Yud Beis in Hilchos Avadim. He says Beferish. Okay, so it comes out. I want you to get this. Okay, that the Minchas Chinuch claims the Machloek is Rambam Chinuch. Whether what the scope of the Din of Hanukkah is it limited only to Mocheris Beis Din, or does it apply even to Mocher Atzmo? Now the Minchas Chinuch writes. He does conclude the following. I want you to get it. He writes that Lechura. What does l'chura always mean? What do we always say l'chura means? How do you translate l'chura? Apparently, correct. Apparently. But he ends the piece with the following line. You with me? Shalomatzinu ba'alma b'divrei chinuch sheyisuk lo kadas rambo sheyafarish kein. Minchasinu takes a step back and he says, and I can't tell you I've been through every chinuch, but we have a shir in Minchasinu in the shul l'maisa. Baruch Hashem, we have to continue. We should continue, but we've done a lot of the mitzvahs. We started Parshas Kiteitze, and now we're actually in the middle of that divrei right now. We started from Kiteitze because Kiteitze has the most amount of mitzvahs any parsha, 70. So we did Kiteitze to the end. Then we started from Bereishis. Now we're in the middle of Mishpat Eved Ivri. Okay. Whenever the Chinuch himself argues with the Rambam, he always points it out. You follow what I'm saying? Whenever the Chinuch, you know, the Chinuch was written anonymously. I think I once pointed that out to you. Many Gedolim say it was Rav Pinchas Halevi that wrote it. Used to be in the old days, in the 70s, they used to think they were all wrote it, a different Rishon, Rav Aharon Halevi. But now they say it was his brother, Rav Pinchas Halevi, wrote it. It was written anonymously, okay? Sefer HaChinuch. So whenever the Chinuch writes a sheet and it's against the Rambam, he'll point it out. So according to the Minchas Chinuch, we just point out it's a Machlokes Chinuch in the Rambam. Yes? Correct? He doesn't say it. So the Minchas Chinuch hesitates and says, you know what? I'm a little bit concerned presenting what I'm presenting because the Chinuch himself didn't say I'm against the Rambam. So I want you to get that down. Follow me? That's why he writes L'chura, apparently. But he makes that line. Now in the Tzitz Eliezer, you know the Tzitz Eliezer? Rav Waldenberg Zatzal, he's a great Gaon. He has many tshuvas. You know, he's the Rav of Shari Tzedek. He's a great Gaon in Beit Vegan. Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Waldenberg. So he has in the tshuvas, he has many tshuvas, beautiful tshuvas. Chelik Zion, Simen Mem Ches, Perik Yud. I want you to get it. Chelik Zion, Simen Mem Ches, Perik Yud. He writes that the kavanah of the Minchas Chinuch is Shemikach Shelo Pirish Achinuch Lahedya Shedvarim Haim Lo Keshitas Rambam Imkein Muchach Shedvarav Amurim Gam Ladas Rambam. So the Tzitz Eliezer says you better take that line of the Minchas Chinuch very seriously, and he's backing out of what he said. And basically what he's saying is that Halach Lamaisa, that the Rambam would agree, Allah Lamaisa, the Rambam would agree that, which is a big chiddush to me, but that the Rambam would agree that there is a concept of severance, even according to who? Even according to the Rambam. Which to me is a big chiddush. The Rambam says mefurish that Hanukkah is only by Mechiras Beis Din, but the chiddush of severance, he wants this. I mean, Chassinuch said it's only according to the Chinuch, not according to the Rambam. Then he backs out on this, Salach Lamaisa, right? So what the Tzitz Eliezer wants to say is that this notion of severance, the Rambam would agree to as well. But if you stop and think about it, you saw the Rambam Beferish, didn't you?
Yeah.
That, read the Lashon of Rambam.
I'm looking for it now.
The Rambam, you have the Rambam there, don't you? Rambam Nuchas Avadim. Rambam says in Perek Gimel Loch Yud Beis that Hanukkah is only by Mechiras Beis Din. But Lamaisa, what he means to say is that a chiddush of severance. Yeah, go ahead, read the Lashon. There it is. It's Beferish. So what the Tzitz Eliezer wants to say, the Minchas Chinuch is backing out of that line. What do you mean he's backing out? That this notion of severance, this stunning chiddush of the Chinuch, would apply even to who? Would apply even to the Rambam. Which to me is a tremendous chiddush. Why? Because if you say the whole category of Hanukkah is only limited to Mechiras Beis Din, Mechitesh should extend to a boss employee relationship. No?
Maybe the Rambam would say that since there is no concept of Mechiras Beis Din now, then we're still gonna extend
the right concept of Hanukkah. Okay, I think you gotta say what Pinchas is saying. There's even though Eved Ivri, the whole deal is not Shachmas Mana said. Yeah. But at least it's a model that you have to what? At least it's a model that you have to reward a guy who's working for you. So Pinchas says that'll be the model. I'm just saying, if I would ask you in Lomdus, it's much easier to extend it to severance if you applied it to Mokar Atzma, because that's what you do when you get a job. Maybe you'd said Machru Beisden. I mean, the guy, you know, was forced to what? Forced to go to work. So the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, wants to make it easier for him when he leaves, so he gets gifts. But make it tasty when you get a job, okay? That's what I'm just saying. And I'll be smarter. That's what the Sitzchiyah interprets that line in the Minchas Chinuch. Okay? All right. So it comes out like this. It comes out, Lamaisa, that the din of giving the severance, Lamaisa, is similar to the din of Hanaka. So it could very well be, and this is the din, Shaykh by Mocher Atzmo, but there is a Machlaikis Lamaisa, and the Machlaikis Tanoim Lamaisa. It is a Machlaikis Tanoim, if I'm not mistaken, no?
Yeah.
If it applies the Hanaka to Machru Atzmo. Yeah. But the Chinuch is saying, the way he wants to say it is, the Chinuch is saying, it's not a Chiyuv Gomer Dekra, it's just Shaykh Lamaisa by a boss and employee relationship. Okay. But Lamaisa, not everyone agrees with this. I want you to get this. Not everyone agrees with this notion, Halacha Lamaisa, that the Chiyuv of Hanaka, severance comes from the notion of Hanaka. The Minchas Yitzchak, you know what the Minchas Yitzchak was? Rav Dayan Weiss, the great Goyin. In the Tshuvas Chelik Vav Sim Kuf Samach Zayin, says Halacha Lamaisa, he says the following. He says, if you want to draw this comparison, I want you to get this, that you want to say severance comes from Hanaka, let's take it out of Sof, Pinchas. What's the din of Yotzeh B'Giron, Kesef? Let's say, let's make it simple. You're bought for $600. The guy worked for 4 years. Each year's $100. He has some cash on him. He buys himself out $200. When you're Yotzeh B'Giron, Kesef, is there a din Hanaka? No. There is no din Hanaka. It says, V'tishachenu chafshi. You didn't send him out. David sends himself out. By giving the money. So he wants a taina also. I want you to get this. When is there severance? Only when the boss lays him off. But if the guy leaves on his own, mechetesi, there should be severance. Because we model it after Hanukkah.
Who says there's severance when someone leaves on their own? There's not always severance. Does there have to be severance?
No, I'm saying Alpi Din. A guy couldn't take him to the entire. If an employee left the job on his own, he could not take the boss and say, you got to give me severance.
Okay.
Say most jobs, you're right. There is not, but let's say the guy says, you know, the guy says he worked for 25 years, leaving on his own for a better job. But listen, he wants to be rewarded something. If you're leaving on your own, if you're modeling it, taking this model very seriously, then be your own guess if there is no what, there is no hanukkah. So halacha lemaisa, the Paul left on his own. There's no chiyuv hanukkah.
Leaving on your own?
No. This is a modern day Shiloh. But the Minchas Yitzchak, why don't you get down? Chelik Vav Simen Kuf Sama Zayin takes this model very seriously and says, let's follow Hilchos Hanukkah. There's no din of what? There's no din to your own kes if the guy leaves of Hanukkah. So if the guy leaves on his own, there should be no Chiv Hanukkah. Okay? So that's an important Chiddush Nafkamina I want you to get. Now, it could be that there are poskim bizmanenu. There are poskim, and it's quoted b'shem Rabbi Yoshev. Okay, it's brought down b'piskei din Yerushalayim din Imamunus chelik tes amud reis sadi gimel. It's quoted in the name Rabbi Yoshev. They have all the piskei dinim of the based in Yerushalayim. It's in quoted in the piskei din. It's a sefer called piskei din Imamunus. Chelik Tes Simon Reis Sadi Gimel. It's quoted by Shem Rabbi Yoshev that he feels that severance has not the chinuch was not accepted lahalacha. He says the chiyuv of severance is not midin anaka. It's midin minig amedina. The minig amedina is that we learned in the Dafyom yesterday. Dina machus adina. Shmuel, the great Amora, said the law of the land is law. The law of the land is law. Okay. So therefore, based on Minigah Medina, that if a person is laid off, he has a severance package, you have to pay it. That's the Yosef says it has nothing to do with Hanukkah. We don't paskin like the Chinuch. There is a din of severance, but not based on the modelization of Hanukkah. It's based on Minigah Medina. And therefore, let's say you live in a country where there is no concept of severance. What's a din? There is no severance. Done. Only based on the dinim of that, this is what Rabbi Yosher wants to say, Halacha Lamaisa. So it would come out, it's interesting, that maybe one could, Chapa Nafkamina, that Rabbi Yosher's Atzal would be maybe Cholik and the Psak of Dayan Weiss. Let's say you're in a country that the Minhag Medina is, even if a guy leaves on his own, let's say you work for a certain amount of years, Maybe there's a country like that. They work for a certain amount of years. Even if you leave on your own, you're warranted to get some type of severance. So what would you say? So according to Abba Yashiv, he would get the payment. Whereas according to Dayan Weiss, it's all based on Anaka. It's like Giron Kesef. Giron Kesef, there is no Din Anaka. Yeah. So that would be a chapa, beautiful nafkamina, ledina, between Dayan Weiss, Satzal, and the Din of what? And the Din of, and the Psak of who? And the Psak of the Rabbi Yashiv, Satzal. So it's an interesting Din, so I wanted to do this with you regarding that. Look it up, because it comes up, Lamaz. God forbid there's a Din, there's Din it. If there's dini tires that come up, dini moment is God forbid, if a guy's laid off, so I want you to know this halacha, it comes from halacha. So it's an interesting din, lamaisa, because if I ask you just in Bikias, give me two halachas that apply, bismanazah, that really come from Eved Ivri. Number one, halacha, and what's number two? Signing that 3-year contract. Okay? All right, good. Let's go to Ilchus Pesach, okay? Very good. We'll continue tomorrow, but jump back into the Masifta, we got to go bite. Okay? Oh. Now, I want to introduce Hilchos Pesach. How do you introduce Hilchos Pesach? Introduce it. It says in Psachim Vav and Aleph that 30 days before the Chag of Pesach, we have to start studying the Dinim. That's according to the Chachamim. What does Rav Shimon Gamliel say? 2 weeks. So Machloikis. Machloikis, 30 days or 2 weeks. How do we paskin? Like the Chachamim. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Hei, the beginning, that begins Hilchos Pesach. Shaul and Medorshim Shloshim Yom Konam Achag. There's such a din. It's interesting. Tosfos writes in Avodah Zarah Hamad Beis that this halacha was instituted because of Hilchos Korban Pesach. There's so many numerous din of a Korban Pesach. So Lamaisa, you need 30 days before. Bisman Hazeh, we don't have a Bisham Mikdash. We don't have a Korban Pesach. Does this din still apply? Tosfos says it does. Why? Because in order to appeal the din, you need a what? A Beis Din to be greater, b'chachma u'b'minyan. And if you don't have a Beis Din greater b'chachma u'b'minyan, you can't repeal it. So the din sticks. Okay? There is a shaila whether it applies to other chagim. The Bach says it does. The Vilna Gaon, the Bir Agra says it does. To Sukkis. What'd you say? Right, you're right. You're absolutely right. According to those, the Bach and the Gaon, it has nothing to do with Korban Pesach. Well said. Excellent. Just a dinner, get ready for the chag. Well said, Adam. Excellent, Nakuda. So you see, it has nothing to do with the Korban Pesach. It could be that it's extended to be Tam Minig. To answer your kasha, maybe it's with Taminik to the other chagim. But the bottom line is that we have a serious, it's a serious din. And if you look in the first Bir Halacha in that Chelek Hei in the Mishnah Berurah, which is Gevaltik, go through all of Mishnah Berurah, go through it slow, otherwise make sure you do it, because how you need to remember. That's the Ikkar. Tell you have to try to remember. So there's a steer in Gemaras. The Gemara Pesach and Vav and Aleph says you got to do 30 days. You look at the last daf in Megillah, it says, Shalom Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach. When do you start learning the Dinim on Pesach itself? So is it 30 days before or is it on the Chag itself? It's Mamash Estiru. So all the Rishonim are bothered by this Kasha. And there's a few different Terutzim that the Bir Halacha elucidates there. You take a look. It's a long Bir Halacha, but it goes quick. But Lamaisa, I want to just share with you one of the Terutzim. The Ran says the following Terutz. Like one Terutz is, you be a Chidus, Lamaisa, you have to do 30 days before, but in a sheer form, you could even do it on the Chag of Pesach. That's one test. But the Ran says like this. The Ran says, you have a Rebbe, and two of his Talmidim come up to him, and one says they're 30 days before Pesach, and one of the Talmidim says, Rebbe, I want to switch to Hilchos Pesach. And the other Talmid comes up to his Rebbe and says, you know what, I want to stick with what we're learning. Which Talmid gets the Kedima? So the Ran says, in this situation, if it's 30 days before Pesach, the Talmud that wants to switch to Pesach, it's like a day. That's what he wants at time. Halacha l'maaseh. So in other words, really, Mikra Din, you only have to study the Dinim on Pesach itself, according to this Ran. But if there's a dispute between two Talmudim, you need to choose which one, so the Rebbe should choose the one who wants Pesach. That's how he solves his theory. But we assume in Shulchan Aruch that you have to start the Dinim no matter what, 30 days. Okay. But I just want to share with you the importance of this concept of starting Hilchos Pesach right now. Some have a minute to do it at the Purim Suda. Did you guys share the Ratayr of Hilchos Pesach on the Purim Suda? I'm proud of you guys because I forgot. I'm very upset with myself. It's Chatoy Ani Masker Ayoyim. I'm proud of you. Very good. I mentioned that to you to do it, didn't I?
You did.
And I forgot, Lamaisa. I'm embarrassed. But I share it with you. So Lamaisa comes out. It wasn't because I was shikr, though. Okay? So it comes out, and I could have gotten out of it, maybe excuse, like it's a shikr. Then maybe, remember I told you the marshal, you can lie to say you're on the madrig of Adlo Yada? Remember I told you that marshal? But you can't extend that marshal to say that you lied. You can lie and say, I didn't say a dvar Torah, but it was Pesach. Okay? That's already getting too much out of hand. Okay. So there is a principle. I want to show you this notion of where you have to start learning the dinim. The first taz in Hilchos Pesach on Shulchan Aruch. You know, on Shulchan Aruch, you have the Magen Aron on one side, you have the taz on the other, Aruch Chaim. You know that? Yordea, what do you have? The Shach on one hand, and the taz on the other side. What do you have in Ibn Ezer? Beis Shmuel on one hand, Chalkas B'Chokeng on the other. What do you have in Choshen Mishpat? The Shach on one hand, and the Sma on the other. Okay? Those are the four Dalets Chalkas Shulchan Aruch on the side of the page. Okay? So, in the first taz in Hilchos Pesach, see, a lot of people don't even open Aruch Chaim, unfortunately, with the notion of Mishnah Berurah in the Aruch HaShulchan, they don't even sometimes look in a real Aruch Chaim. In a real Aruch Chaim, there's a Magen Ram, there's a taz. So the taz writes, the first Hilchos Pesach is like this. Listen to this. It's amazing. Usually, throughout the year, who's the boss? The Rebbe's the boss, the Talmidim are the employees. 30 days before Pesach, since the Rebbe has responsibility to teach his Talmidim Hilchos Pesach, the roles are reversed. The Rebbe becomes the employee, the Talmidim are the boss. Okay. Are you familiar with a din in the Chumash called Baal of Imo? Parshas Mishpatim, there's a din called Baal of Imo, a strange din. Tyson Bometziah Sadi Vavam Rav says it makes no sense. He throws his hands up in there and says, I don't know what it's based on at all. No idea what it's based on. It's Xeris HaKasa, which is very rare in Dini Mominus. Dini Mominus is always based on Sfar, right? The Biskarov writes that. In the beginning of Baba Kama, he points out a lot of Dinim in Baba Kama are Xeris HaKasa oriented, which is very Mechudish. You know, the Arbavus Nezikin, you know, like Eish. Eish is Pater with Tamun. You know, arson, if you burn someone's property, you're Chayav to pay, but if it was covered, you're Pater. It's Xeris HaKasa. There's a lot of strange Dinim, Lamaisa. He says it's really goes against really Choshen Mishpat because usually everything is based on Svara. But every so often you find in the beginning of Baba Kama, Xeris HaKasa, and he says, Tosfos says, Baal of Imo is Xeris HaKasa. What's the case of Baal of Imo? Let's assume I'm a boss and you're an employee, okay? So what happens if I borrow your car and I smash up your car? I'm Pater. It's a Pasuk in Chumash. You know why? Because since you're my employee, Baal of Imo, the Baalim of the car are with him, meaning the boss, because since you work for me, we're probably together a lot. I borrow the car, you're with me, Potter, I smashed it up, right? Now, what happens if you're not with me? Am I still Potter? Yes. So the Chinuch says a low plug. Chinuch tries to give a little bit of a rationale. You should have told me to drive better, okay? You didn't tell me to drive better, so therefore I'm Potter from paying. Even when you're not there, it's a low plug. Low plug min atar is very bechudish, right? Okay, look, in a Hanabi, still be Pater. You should have taken me away from driving, you know? That's what he says. But he makes, what happens if he's not there? It's a low plug, which is a low plug is rare minatayr. Remember, we always said, low plug is on that chacham. Yeah. So, Tosfos says he doesn't understand the din, it's a din. There is a Rabag in a Svorner road, so actually, the once mentioned to us. I saw it inside. The Torah Shlemer of Mendel Kasher, that's how the great Gaon wrote the Sefer Torah Shlemer. You ever saw it in the library? He was a great Gaon. In fact, they found some of his writings. He found some of the writings of the Rugachev in my hometown, Peoria, Illinois. The Rugachev, yeah, they found it there. Lamaisa, because there's a relative, they published it. But Lamaisa, he has a whole piece on Baal of Imo, and he quotes a Ralbag in a Sfornum. Ralbag writes it's like quid pro quo. We've mentioned that Latin phrase before. What is quid pro quo? Listen, I gave you a job, Yosef. I did you a big favor. So you know what? When I borrow your car and I smash it up, you do me a favor. I'm Pater. You say quid pro quo means give and take. Reciprocating. That's what the Rabbag says. The Sforna is a little bit different. He says, you can't be an Evan and Adon to the same man. I'm your boss. You're the employee. So that's the bottom line. By me having to pay you, that would reverse the roles, and you can't reverse the roles. You're always subservient to me because I gave you the job. You follow? That's okay. The Rishonim are grappling for Svaras. Tosfos forgets about it. He says, Xeris HaKasa. Okay? So listen to this. Throughout the year, the Rebbe's the boss. The Talmidim is the employee. What happens if the Rebbe borrows the car throughout the year and he smashes it up? He's Pater. Do you understand that, Din? That means Hilchos Talmud Torah has an effect in Choshen Mishpat. It's nuts when you think about it. You should limit it only to the Hilchos Talmud Torah of what you learn, no? But it even what has its tentacles that extend to Choshen Mishpat. It's amazing, no? What happens now 30 days before Pesach? Lamaisa, this is when you should borrow the Rebbe's car. Because if you're the boss, you smash it up, you're putter. So I just wanted to show to you, this speaks volumes.
Which one's your car?
Oh, I hope I have. Well, I had a double parking today, so I hope it's still there. I'm not gonna tell you, Lamaisa. I hope it's still there, Lamaisa. But what does it happen to be? Happens to be, Lamaisa, that it speaks volumes about the notion that the Hilchos Talmud Torah even affects Choshen Mishpat. No? So what I'm saying to you, this is a real mandate that we got to start learning Hilchos Pesach. You know? Maybe we should try every day to do at least one halacha and shir about Pesach. Okay? Filled in. Right, well, let's see. Okay, so let's start. I want to start with this din. Okay? I want to start with the Isser Mashu. What is an Isser Mashu? An Isser Mashu is a Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Lamed. Lamed Amarav. Okay? There's an Isser Mashu. In other words, you got, let's say, chicken soup, okay? You got chicken soup. Don't forget it fell on the floor. You got chicken soup, beautiful big pot of chicken soup, and a speck of chametz gets in it. What's it then on Pesach? You got a push-up shot, get rid of it, throw it all out. Now, that seems to fly in the face of ratios that we have in Kol HaTorah Kula, which is what? When you deal with mixtures, when you deal with something that's dry things, Yavesh, B'Yavesh, is Chad B'Trei. 2-1. Chad B'Trei. When something's Lach B'Lach, what is it? Lach B'Lach is liquid stuff. The soup with the speck of, let's say, alcohol. Liquor. Liquid chametz is a Mamish Chayiv Karas. If you have chametz on liquor, Pesach, you have whiskey, Chayiv Karas, God forbid. Liquidized chametz. You do it amazing. Lach B'Lach is Batel B'Shishin. Okay? These are important ratios you need to know. Al pi halacha. So Yavish B'Yavish Chad B'Trei is Batel. And Lach B'Lach is Batel B'Shishin. So here, when you talk...
What's an example of...
I'll give you an example. Yavish B'Yavish. You have three hamburgers. Two are good and one's a quarter pounder. Two's OU. One of them's a quarter pounder. They get mixed in. Now, if it's a Big Mac, you know, it has cheese. So it's, you know, Taruvus is, it's indiscernible. That's the whole point of a Taruvus. It's a Big Mac, you got cheese in it, so you know which one it is. That's why I said quarter pounder. It's a quarter pounder with the two on. Now, remember the kid, all the commercials, they look so delicious, right? You're supposed to say it's delicious, but I don't eat it because the Torah says it's usher. What'd you say?
Fine, then. It's okay. Even two.
2-1 is Batel Barov. Yeah, 2-1. In fact, there's a Chiddush. The Rosh says you can eat all three at one shot. We don't pasta like that. Yeah, the Isser transforms to Heter. That is a crazy Chiddush.
Wow,
the Rosh has that Chiddush. The Rosh has, what'd you say? Yeah, there is a sugi like that, but the Rosh has this Chiddush.
Why has everybody else
cool? No, because we pasta and eat only two. You eat one at a time, Lamaisa. Lamaisa, each one you're eating, you could say is the kosher one. But we paskin, you can't eat all three. We paskin got to throw one out. And the one you throw out, you're assuming is a quarter pound.
No, so we said we can eat all three. But
that's what the Rush holds. We don't hold like that in Shofar. The Rush says you can eat all three at once.
Yeah, one.
Rashba says you can eat one at a time, Lamaisa.
Yeah, one at a time, all three.
Oh, no, one at a time means each one you could say was the kosher one. But we paskin got to throw one out, Halacha Lamaisa.
So
okay?
Two.
We assume you only have two of them. The two we ate is kosher, but it's a Chiddush. So you see that what? That's an amazing rush, that rush. Isser's Nepach Lehetter. Amazing rush. You learn for your day. Smicher. I got Smicher, right? You learn for your day, Lomaisa. You have that did. So Yavish B'Yavish Chai B'Trei is Baltel. Lach B'Lach is Baltel B'Shishin. Okay? Yes, Yosef.
Does he say you can also have all 60 things or 61 things?
Yeah, yeah. When you say Baltel B'Shishin, we assume you can eat the whole thing. Correct. Absolutely. By Lach B'Lach, it's much more powerful because the Shishin, you can even eat that thing. You don't have to throw anything out, Pashup Shah. Okay? So when you get the chametz, the Gemara Pesachim Daf Lamed has this gigantic chiddush Isser Mashu. That's why people are so nervous about chametz. You drop, you know, people have admitted they drop kalim on the floor; they don't use it the rest of Pesach. Hmm. You know, some people buy all their. Some people don't have milk at all. It's a chiddush. It's a big chiddush. Because you're afraid about, because lemaisa, yeah, the milk, the cow, the chametz might be in the milk, lemaisa. So if you buy, maybe you buy all the milk before, it's the whole kishishi, which we're going to talk about.
Are we the whole of them? Whole,
well, it's a chumrah, it's a chumrah. But I want you to know what it's from, this din of ishamashi. What's it from? It's a big chumrah. No, usually don't. People usually buy it. But I want you to know, there are those that only eat fleshes. There are those very few people. And the people that do eat milk, because they buy it all before Pesach to make sure. Some people don't have eggs, Lomaisa, because they're chicken feed, you know.
Eggs
are with the chicken feed.
Everything is made with eggs.
I know, it's a chumrah. I'm just pointing out chumrah is based on the Isra Mashu. What is the principle Isra Mashu based on? So the Rambam has like this. I want you to get it. There is a concept called Be'a, Gimel Mebe'a, so which we're learning in the Kol Isra Maseches Be'a, that chametz, the Isra of chametz is what we call a davar shiyesh lo matirin, which is a principle, afilu be'elef lo buckle. Okay? What does that mean? That means that chametz is only also 8 days a year. Maybe 8.5 days a year. Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So the Isra of chametz eventually will be mutter. So, I'll give you an example. You have a barrel of oranges. There are 999 oranges in the barrel. You know, a wheelbarrow. And then an orange falls off a tree on Shabbos, which is called what? Muksa. Right? If a tree falls off, an orange falls off a tree on Shabbos, no lot, it's muksa, same thing. Falls into the barrel, and now it's got mixed in. I don't know where the orange is. So I can't eat the whole thing. Why don't I say 999 to 1? Because on Motzi Shabbos, it's no longer usher. Dover Shishna Matina, Filu Bela Flo Buffle. And Rashi says the rationale is that what? Adj Tochlanu B'Isser, Tochlanu B'Heter. Why eat it now in its state of Isser? Wait till it's completely mutter.
But don't we say that you're described beer if it's in here?
Okay, we're going to get to it. Okay? You mean we got to get rid of it? Let's see. It's a good point. It's an excellent point, Yosef. Excellent. Okay, but let's see. That's what the Rambam writes.
That case
is.
Could be eaten afterwards?
After Shabbos, Lomaisa. But not after, because no longer muksa. But you can't eat it on Shabbos, Ben. Because that's the principle. Dover Shish Lom Tin is an exception where you don't say bittel. You follow me? So the Rambam says the same thing. Since chametz will be mutter after Pesach, so therefore the Isser of chametz is a davar shishlo matir, and therefore that validates why there's an Isser Mashu. Now Yosef brings up a great point. He says, Rebbe, what are you talking about? Aren't you going to have to get rid of that chicken soup? That's a great kasha. You're going to have to get rid of it, no? What'd you say?
You'll be able to eat any chametz in general,
So therefore what? But I got to get rid of it now, though. I mean, you're saying, Ben, it's a conceptual thing, you mean.
Yeah. Even though you have to get rid of it. It's not a big deal, because you're going to be able to eat chametz afterwards.
But I want this chicken soup now. The rationale of Rashi is that you'll eventually be able to eat it beheter. So Ben's saying it doesn't have to be this exactual thing. But why not, though? No, according to Rashi, you hear what I'm saying, Ben? According to Rashi, Lechu Rashi Svaris on this thing, no?
The actual thing, meaning that might be a kasha. Let's say something like bread in your house, like you leave it in a pantry and you lock up the pantry.
Yes.
So that pantry, that bread will eventually become, you're going to be able to eat that bread again. It's not going to be usher forever.
If you did bittel, okay, yeah. Fine.
Let's say for this soup.
So let's say you lock it up, you're saying? But it's Pesach itself. You can't do it if it's on Pesach itself. You could do it before Pesach. You could sell it. You could do Bittel. It's a good point. Yosef, you hear what Ben's saying? He's saying that it's not talking about this particular item. But L'chur, it is talking about this particular item. Let's say I would...
Because it's so mutter normally that we have to be more careful?
Right, but I think the svar is that the bottom line is that if I did leave it over, it would be mutter. I think that's the svar. You follow what I'm saying? The svar is if I would leave it over, it would be mutter. Me not Torah. You follow? Even though I can't, you understand what I'm saying? I think that's the answer to the kasha. I think the answer to the kasha is that even though I can't leave it over, if I would, isn't the chometz trouble of a Pesach?
Yeah.
So that's a knas. That's a rabbinic class. But I mean, I tell you, it's mutter. You follow me? So I think that's the answer to the kasha. guys are on the ball. I'm proud of you guys. I think the answer is, even though it is usher to leave around, if you did leave it around, it would be mutum natar to eat it. You follow me? I come and show my pencil. That's also that's a kanash comfortable.
Also, it depends where it is. It most likely doesn't matter. Well, okay, good. It's much better to eat, but it's going to be good anyways by the time.
Okay, all right. You'll freeze it, mice. You'll freeze it. But this is the Rambam's theory. You got me? Yeah. That's why it's a Yisra Mash is a Dover Sheish for Matinin, Filo Bela Flo Bot. You got it?
Is there nobody who says that as far that we have to be extra Machmir on Chametz because it's normally Matir?
We're going to get to it right now. Excellent, Ben. Okay, let's. You got that? That's the Rambam. Clear? Okay. What's number two? The Mordechai. The Mordechai argues on Rashi. And says, no way. The Mordechai says, you know why chametz is chametz is not a davar shishlo matir. Why not? Because next Pesach, that bread's going to be usher if it makes it. Adam is going to ask, Rebbe, how does it make it? You put it in the freezer. You put freezer in bread in the freezer, it'll last for a year. Davar shishlo matir means it's mutter forever. This will be isser, this is lav davar. This is not a davar shishlo matirin. Ki what? Ki chozer iser l'shana haba. Because the iser what resurrects itself next year. The Rambam says, I don't care. Most of the year it's winter. It's enough to be called a davar shishlo matirin. You follow me, Ben? The Mordechai says this is not called a davar shishlo matirin because it will not be winter forever. It will recycle itself the next Pesach. So therefore, the Mordechai asks on himself, so why is there an Isser Mashu? So what do you say? What do you guys say? Why is there an Isser Mashu? So he says, because what are the three, what is Chometz? According to the Mordechai. No? Why is there an Isser Mashu? If you eat Chometz on Pesach, I'm amazed. What's the din? The Chai of Karis. What are the three foods you're chayav karis for? Most foods are only a lav.
Dam.
If you eat an insect, you're chayav lav. Dam and chaylev is a chayav karis. What else? Chometz on Pesach. Eating oral is a lav. Most foods that Rosh Hashanah and Torah are only lavin. It's a bad thing. It's malchus, but it's not karis. So the chumr, the karis, scares us. And therefore the chum tag down in Isser Mashu, that all the dinim of bintel go out the window. Because it's a chayav karis. Okay? Because of the Chiyuv Karis Lamaisa, the Isser Mashu what? Was created. Now what's the Kasha Ben? Why is there no Isser Mashu on what? Chelev and Dam. What's the answer? Because Chelev and Dam is also every day of our lives. Chometz and Biz is only also 8 days a year. So, Chumah Dekaris, the what? The Lo Bedili Minei. We don't separate from it. So therefore, they had to tag that on. Please get that down, because that's the reason why Chelev and Dam, there's no Isser Mashu. So according to the Mordechai, Lomaisa, the reason why there's an Isser Mashu is a completely different reasoning. It has nothing to do with the Davar Shish L'Matirin. It has to do with the concept called the what? Called the Chumra de what? Chumra de Karis. Okay? Yes, Pintos, what do you want to say? You have a riot from the Gemara Kedusha?
I thought I did, but now I'm not so sure.
Yes.
You mentioned Orla.
Right? Yes. So, oral is a lav.
Yeah.
Oral in Eretz Yisrael is a lav.
Yeah,
oral in Chutzra, it's halacha moshim Sinai or halacha min Rabbanan. Hilchasa what? Halacha moshim Sinai, hilchasa midini. We paskins halacha moshim Sinai. Machlok is who? We discussed it at Great Lake. Nu? Reb Chaim, the whole Reb Chaim. Is it halacha moshim Sinai misparashis or what? Mischadashis, right? You remember that? The Ram and the Gonim, whether those are Ravai and Chutzlars. We did that whole shtickle. We had two malchim, Reb Chaim, and then we had the Dvar Shmuel's Mahalach. Remember that? Yeah. What do you want to say?
So I'm
say what you wanted to say, though.
It says here that Orlam is it still has an Isser Sar Olam because it was discussing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And
that's an Isser Olam. The years in the first 3 years it will be Usser forever.
Yeah, and then also Isser Anah, but it's not something. But Ein Lo Heter B'Sofim. So Isser Olam Miu Isser Anah Hu.
Right. Right.
So it says. So why don't we say that also? This is only talking about besochimei isura. You can't. And then, meaning you're focusing on the whole next Pesach.
No. You're saying good. There's a Rabbeinu Peretz in Beya that says isura of chadash should be a davar shishlo matirin. That should not be a davar sheishlo matir. That's ridiculous. Because the isur of the piece of bread itself will be what? Will be mutter. It's chadash now, will be mutter.
Yeah.
You can't say the isur of chadash, you know what I'm saying, recycles itself. That's what you're trying to say. That's what the Gemara is saying, is not true. You know what I mean? That orla orange will always be usur. You understand what I'm saying? That orla has no heter. It is usur forever and ever.
Yeah.
You can't say the isur of chadash, but the fact that it recycles itself, lamaisa, is called the what? That's what the notes on the bottom says, a misprint. The notes on the bottom, Rabbi Peretz and Beya, says a misprint. You can't say the isur of chadash just is considered to be not to be a davar sheish l'matirin for the Mordechai Tzvara, because Issa recycles itself. What do you mean each particular thing is Asher and it will be Mutter? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
can't say the whole category is not. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying.
Straight up says that Chadash is Yesh l'matirin. It says V'yesh Heter L'Yisura.
Exactly. Correct. You know, that's why it's a misprint. That's why the notes on the bottom say he couldn't have meant what he meant. You can't say that, you can't utilize the Mordechai Tzvara by this and say that Chodesh can't be a davar sheish l'matirin because it's a recycled self. The conceptual issur, but each particular item is, you know what I mean, is also necessarily be mutter. Okay? All right. So we got this machlokes Rama Mordechai. Now, who do we normally pasken like?
Rambam.
Exactly. Machaber always usually follows the Rambam. Well said. Here, though, is an exception.
Ow.
Here, the Machaber pasken like the Mordechai. Amazing. Machaber,
so
Posek, Kimo, Mordechai. Let me give you the case. So it's an interesting case. What's the case? Case is, let's say, take an example. My wife bakes an Erev Pesach after Chatzos. You know, Chometz is also eat lav min haTorah after she shows from Mount Erev Pesach. Let's say she, my wife bakes cookies, all Pesach addicted ingredients, but she uses a Chometz to get trace. Now, there's only a vestige of chametz on the chametz took a trace. Not a lot. But it's baltu b'shishin. Okay, it's a question whether kemach lekemach is yavish b'yavish or lach b'lach. It's a machloig is riff in the rush, how you view it. But nevertheless, there's definitely more non-chametz stick to chametz stick, yes? What's the din in that case? Can we eat those cookies? We have to throw out the batch of cookies on your face. What do you hold? No, Mechaber writes it's mutter. Erev Pesach. Achar, Sheish, Shos, Ulamala. What's it in? Bottle, and it's mutter to eat.
On
your Pesach.
What do you mean?
The cookies are mutter, but there's an Isser Mashu in there, Chometz.
What about the
Sheish,
Shos, Ulamala? Why does that make it?
Sheish, Shos, Ulamala is alive in the Torah, but the Chiv Karis is only when? Pesach proper. There's a special lavdi chametz erev Pesach sheishos l'mala. Yeah, you can't eat chametz in erev Pesach.
Yeah.
We have a chumra to eat stop 10 o'clock, 2 hours earlier eating. Hanah is 11 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
But there's a pasuk in chumash from 12 o'clock on. But it's a lav. It's not a chiv karis. Only chiv karis on Pesach. So what's the din? There's an isur mashu. Why does the mechaber say batel? It's mutter eating. What's the answer? The Isser Mashu, according to Mordechai, is predicated on a Chumra de Karis. There is no Karis on Erev Pesach in that window. Memele, you say Batal B'Shishim or Batal Chavitrei. Whereas according to the Rambam, what would it be the din? What?
It'd be Usser.
It'd be because it's Usser, Darush Yishlamatirin. Whenever Isser begins, doesn't have to be Pesach proper. So the Mechaber is taking a very strong stand here, and he's holding like the Mordechai. Okay, Ledina. And it says in the Shulchan Aruch that those cookies will what? Those cookies will be mutter, I'll be din. Okay? Now, based on this, and let's conclude with this.
Why would it be a difference if it was lach b'lach or...
No, because it all depends upon what your ratio is. You're going to need chad betray or bata b'shushin, that's all.
Assumably, it would be fine by both.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You definitely have the ratio, definitely.
This is all,
whatever it is.
This is all a bit the evidence, obviously. This isn't like l'chatchila, you could... The Mechaber's not...
What's that din based on? I'm glad you brought it up. The whole concept of the bittel, it's a famous din. In Be'er, Daf Gimel. Ein, Mevatlin, Isser, l'chatchila. Excellent. In fact, most Rishonim say that's an Isser d'Rabbanan, except for who? There's a Ravid. The Ravid wrote a sefer called the Isser Mashu. He says it's an Isser d'Araisa. Ravid the Sefer, Isser Mashahu, says it's an Isser D'Araisa to Mavapal Isser L'Chachilu. So if you have a drop of milk, oh, I don't want to, you know how like people never try to waste food? I try not to. Oh, I don't want to. Oh, I don't want to waste a drop of food. My wife has a beautiful meat soup. I'll just drop it in. You can't do that. Even if it's chicken with milk, it's also to do. Now, if you have already 30 chicken soup, you follow me? And a drop of milk fell in by accident, can I add on another 30 of chicken soup? So by the Rabbanim, some Achronim say you can't. Because chicken and milk's only the Rabbanim. I can be Moses. You can't create it anew, but I can be Moses. But not with flesh, except not with a meat soup. That you can't do. So I want to just close with, you ever saw boxes of matzahs? There's something called 18-minute matzahs. You ever saw that?
Yeah.
What is 18-minute matzahs all about? I want you to know this. You'll know for the rest of your life this other Shem. You know what it is? When do they bake the matzahs? December, January. Yes? 18 minutes means these factories are so mocked, but they clean off the trays every 18 minutes. Because it takes 18 minutes for the chametz to rise. So they're mocked, but they clean it off. What happens if they don't clean it off? It's going to rise, and therefore it'll be a little bit of chametz in there. It's an Isser Mashu, but it's January or December. Let it be butl. Problem is, when Pesach comes, there's a principle called Chozer V'Neor. What is Chozer V'Neor? It awakens, it pops up and says, I gotcha. It awakens and pops up and says, I gotcha. What do you mean, I gotcha? It says, I gotcha. So therefore, you do Bittul in January, February, it's a chumrah. Do we say Chozer V'Neor? By Lach B'Lach, Yavish B'Shem, Achleis Rif Rosh, that's what will be on this Shiloh.
The case also would be...
Right, so I'm saying the chumrah of 18-minute matzahs means is that you make sure that there's no vestige of chametz at all, okay? And you won't get into a problem with Chozer V'Neor, because Chozer V'Neor might be told that there's a Machlekes Rif and Rosh, Machlekes Rif the Rosh, whether you say it by Yavish B'Yavish, B'Lach B'Lach, okay? What do you does he say Chozer V'Neor only by one or the other? Whatever the case is, that's the Hakpat of 18 minutes. That the Isser Mashu won't arise and get you, okay? That's why they clean off clothing. Now you understand what it means, 18-minute matzahs. All the Shmur matzahs are done 18 minutes. They're all makdim at it. But the pashtus is, even if it wasn't, it should be good because it's a chumrah to assume the Isser Mashu pops up. Like I said, it's a machlokes whether it applies Chozer V'Neor to every situation. Might not apply. So therefore, if I invoke Bittul in January, February, or December, it's already done. It's never going to pop up again. Okay, great. Proud of you guys. We'll have to talk more about mahalchim. We have a lot to do. From Isa. Okay? Everybody have a wonderful day. Tomorrow we'll go.